friends and radio listeners, you are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? I know you're going to really enjoy the broadcast today as we join God's servant, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a beautiful message entitled, The Bible Doctrine of Peace. What is peace according to Bible terminology? What is shalom? Oh, it's a beautiful message that I know will speak directly to your heart, will lift you up in spirit, will comfort you. So let's join Brother Hardy, God's servant now, for this beautiful message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace.
And remember the definition of good. There's none good but who? Hallelujah. When you got God's shalom, when you got God's peace, you're in a condition like God. God's not afraid of anything. God's not shook up about anything. God's not afraid of anyone. He's in perfect harmony with himself. And everything is in perfect well-being. And that's what God is given to us. You see, when Jesus went away, Paul said in the 2 Corinthians and the 8th chapter, after he gave all of his goods, Paul said, don't you see the grace of God, brethren? That though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. See, that's perfect peace. That's perfect well-being. And when Jesus gave everything away and then came and put on the robe of flesh and walked where we have to walk and experienced the things that we have to experience to qualify to be our high priest, then when he was getting ready to go back to the Father by the way of the cross to finish his earthly ministry of being the perfect lamb and sacrifice to take away our sins and the thing that kept us from not having peace with God and peace with ourselves and peace with mankind. He said, I don't have nothing else to leave you. I've already became poor that you might become rich. He said, but I have one thing to leave you. And he said unto them, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Another definition of peace is the active presence for your good of God. God's active presence to work for your good. And Jesus said, I am going to be actively present with you, working for your good. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you bereaved of a parent like an orphan. That's what the Greek word we translated here, comfort. I'll not leave you comfortless. I know the other times in John's gospel when he talks about the word comforter, it's paracletus, and it means the name for the Holy Ghost to come be our helper. But in this verse when he says, I'll not leave you comfortless, he's saying, I'm not going to leave you by yourself alone. And the Greek word is orphanos. And we get our English word orphan. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. What is an orphan? An orphan is someone that has lost the supplier of his need. I said an orphan is someone that has lost the supplier of his need. Who supplies the needs of the little children? Their moms and their dads. Amen. And an orphan is someone that's been deprived of their father and their mother, and they have no one to supply their needs, and they might wind up in an orphanage or in a foster home of someone that don't love them and in fact will mistreat them. But Jesus said, church. And when he was speaking, he wasn't only speaking to that first century church. He's speaking to you and I. I'm going to go away. I have to leave. My earthly ministry is finished. But I am not going to leave you as an orphan. I am not going to leave you and cast you in an orphanage. I am not going to cast you in a foster home where not only they don't love you, but they'll mistreat you and abuse you. But the other meaning of the word comforter. My active presence is going to be with you, and it's going to be actively in operation to look about for all of your well-being. Well-being in your soul. Nothing between you and your God. Justified by grace. Justified by peace. Justified by faith. And that word justification means I'm going to bring you in a right standing with me. I'm going to remove everything that causes you to be in a bad standing. You're going to be in a right standing with me. And therefore, you're going to enjoy my fellowship, my love, my mercy, my grace. You're going to have the joy of the Holy Ghost. You're going to have shalom, if you please. What was the first word that Jesus spoke after his resurrection? If you go to the story about Martha, she thought he was the gardener. When he met his disciples that didn't know who he was, and more specifically, when they were all hiding behind the doors for fear of the Jew, they didn't have shalom. They thought they lost the active presence of Jesus to do them good. And all of a sudden, in their deepest and darkest moment, it couldn't have been any darker for the child of God than at that moment when they had locked the doors and they were hiding themselves from the rulers of the Jews that had just crucified Jesus and were looking for them. It couldn't have been any darker. They were looking for a way to sneak out of Jerusalem back to Galilee to save their life. Everything that they built their hopes on for the last 3.5 years crumbled, disintegrated, went up in smoke, as it were. Their whole life was in a ruins at their feet. And they were full of dread, uncertainty, and fear. And Jesus appeared right in the midst of them, and he said what? He said, shalom. Because Jesus was a Jew. How many say amen? And he spoke Aramaic and Hebrew. And when he said shalom, they knew what he meant. My active presence is here, working for your well-being. Working for the well-being of your soul. Working for the well-being of your body. Working for the well-being of your mental state. Working for the well-being of your financial state. How many say amen? And he showed them his hands, and he showed him his sides. And what did he do again? He again said, shalom. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am actively present with you, working for your total well-being. And if I am for you, who and what can be against us? He said, my peace I give, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. And he said, my sheep, no one will pluck out of my hand. And he not only said, and I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, but he also said, and I give them shalom. I give them perfect well-being, and no one, not anything, not anybody can take my shalom from them. You know, hallelujah. Give him a good clap over and we're going to do it. Hallelujah. We sing a song. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. That's what Jesus meant. My shalom I give unto you. Not as the world. The world will give you shalom on one side and then pick your pocket and take it away on the other side. Just when you think you got perfect well-being in the world, you got a good job, you got a good pension, you got a good hospitalization plan, and what happens? Just like we're seeing now, the company takes away your insurance plan. A lot of you, your pension's cut off, or corporate raiders have raided the corporation that you work under, and your pension's gone, and you have no shalom. Oh, but when Jesus and when God gives you shalom, there's no corporate raiders. Hallelujah. Nobody can take it away. Nobody but me can take my shalom with God. The only thing that's going to take my peace with God is sin. And I am not going to sin. I am not going to let sin reign in my mortal body. Therefore, the world can't take away my peace. Demons can't take away my peace. The devil can't take away my peace. Nothing can take away my peace. I don't care what happens on the outside. I got the active presence of Jesus on the inside. And he's saying in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, give him a clap offering. Hallelujah.
Amen. What a truly uplifting message by my father, Brother Hardy, the Bible Doctrine of Peace. Actually, the Hebrew term for peace is shalom, and it's much stronger and inclusive than our English peace. It refers not only to the absence of conflicts and trouble, but to wholeness and well-being for the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. God intends for his children to live by this principle and promise of shalom. And Satan will seek to steal our peace, but we have been instructed, we have been commanded to let the peace of God reign and rule in our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We are let the peace of God to guard our hearts. And this is a term that refers to a referee or umpire who calls the shots. So when the enemy comes against us, we're to let the peace of God reign and rule and usurp authority over the oppression of Satan. God's kingdom is a kingdom of peace, and we are to serve the Lord of peace and the Prince of Peace. This message is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD. And when you order the message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Grace Sufficient. It's so good to know that regardless of what you're facing in your Christian trials, because we all have trials and temptations come to each and every one of us, but regardless of what our circumstances are, God's grace is sufficient for us. And that's why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request The Bible Doctrine of Peace and Grace Sufficient. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Oh,